November 3, 1899, Amusement of Jesus with Louisa. This morning my lovable Jesus came and transported me outside of myself, inside a church. Then he disappeared and I was left alone. Now, finding myself in the presence of the Most Holy Sacrament, I did my usual adoration, but while I was doing this, I seemed to have become all eyes to see whether I could catch sight of sweet Jesus. At that moment, I saw him on the altar, as a child, calling me with his gracious little hand. Who can say my contentment? I flew to him, and without thinking of anything else, I clasped him in my arms and I kissed him. But in the act in which I was doing this, he assumed a serious appearance, showing that he did not like my kisses, and he began to reject me. Heedless of this, I continued and I said to him, "My pretty little one, beautiful one, the other day you wanted to pour yourself out with me, with kisses and with hugs, and I gave you all the freedom. Today I too want to pour myself out with you, oh please. Give me the freedom to do it." But he continued to reject me, and in seeing that I would not stop, he disappeared. Who can say how mortified and concerned I was left as I found myself inside myself? However, after a little while he came back, and as I wanted to ask him for forgiveness for my impertinences, he forgave me by wanting to pour himself out with me. And while kissing me, he told me, "Beloved of my heart, my divinity resides in you habitually, and just as you keep inventing new things to make me delight with you, so I, to give you tit for tat, use new ways to make you delight with me." With this I understood that it had been a joke that Jesus wanted to make.